go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are joined by Kevin Freeman, our duty expert on matters involving economic warfare. He is a senior fellow at the Center for Security Policy with that as his portfolio. But more importantly, he is the star of the upcoming Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. It will be shortly available, and I can't wait, in particular because the subjects that we discuss with Kevin each week and that are the focus of his terrific blog, globaleconomicwarfare.com, are going to be, I think, just stupendously interesting to television viewers as well. So we're delighted to have him with us. Kevin, glad to have you around. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, Frank. Great to be here.
Good. Well, while you're doing well, it certainly seems as though the global economic warfare business is getting more and more ominous by the day. Let's talk a little bit about the one that is much in the news at the moment, Kevin, and then we'll turn to one that should be, but largely isn't. The first is the tariffs crisis or war, perhaps, in the offing between the United States and China most immediately. Tell us what you think is going on there. Is this much ado about not very much, or is this likely to go seriously south?
Well, these are warning shots. There's no doubt that this could go very serious, and it could happen very quickly. And the problem is the president has stated that we're literally being taken advantage of in the world trade system, and there's little doubt that he's right. Other presidents have ignored it, or they've done minor things. And he came and said, look, we're not taking it anymore. We have a massive trade deficit. It's continuing. It's harming our nation. And we're not going to let you continue to steal our intellectual property as well as do dumping and other things. The response was from the Chinese very quickly, well, if you harm us, then we'll attack you. And they came back with their own tariffs on agricultural products primarily. And they said, you know, look, we will match you. This is what it looks like at the beginning of a trade war. Can we avert it? Absolutely we can. Are we in the right on these issues? I believe we are. But there's no doubt that the Chinese were making something out of this, and we're just trying to get back to a more normal trade position.
This brings me to another piece of the Chinese economic warfare agenda, Kevin Freeman. And you've been chronicling it now with great, I think, authority and tenacity for several years at your Global Economic Warfare blog, but also in your writings, Kevin, your two important books, Secret Weapon and Game Plan, you've been charting what attacks on the dollar might look like and from whence they might come. And it certainly seems as though there have been some developments in the past few days that are bearing out your warnings in this regard. Tell us about them.
We've long noted that the Chinese, and supported by the Russians, have intended to displace the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. They want to replace it with the Chinese renminbi, or the yuan, as it's commonly called. And they've made great strides to doing that. Last week, they took another important step, and they created a futures contract that trades oil exclusively in yuan, which means that anyone who wants to hedge oil, buy oil, transfer oil, can do it. They don't have to use the dollar to do it, and this is knocking one of the big props that's kept the dollar as reserve currency. They knew what they were doing when they did it. They purposed it, and they stated it, and it was remarkably successful because the Chinese are the largest importers of oil at this point.
The concerns about the dollar are not confined to them, of course. So in a way, they're both exacerbating them and certainly capitalizing them on them, aren't they?
They have actually perpetrated across the world a notion that the dollar is a problem, that the U.S. economic hegemony is a problem, that we've got, they've made the case that we've got to stop the U.S. from being the sole financial superpower. And they understand that we've used economic weapons very effectively, both in the war on terror and also to maintain our position in the world. And so they've been convincing other nations to join with them in calling for a pulling down of the dollar, at least pulling it down to a certain degree. And they've gotten a lot of support, and they especially are getting support in Middle Eastern nations.
And Kevin Freeman, this is coming about at a time when the Brits who are engaged in some very serious back and forth with the Russians in the aftermath of this apparent attack upon a former Russian spy that took place in Great Britain recently, that the Brits may take economic measures against the Russians and specifically their debt. Tell us about that and how this fits into the larger drama.
Basically, one of the responses back to the expulsion of spies and the chemical weapons attack that took place in London that was a targeted assassination, one of the answers is that Prime Minister Theresa May said, well, we might consider stopping the sale of Russian debt on the London financial markets. Well, this harkens back to a threat that the United States made against the British in the Suez Canal crisis. If you don't go along with what we want, we will stop promoting your debt or purchasing your debt. And it was a threat to the Russians. Well, of course, the Russians respond back and say, well, we should perhaps stop buying American debt. And this is the threat. We're beginning to see an escalation of global economic strategies, warfare strategies. And so when that came out, all it is like what you would see happen in slow motion before a world war starts. And we're beginning to see those kind of responses.
You know, you're the second person who has used this analogy in recent days. I believe it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Gordon Chang was talking about a piece that he'd recently written, I believe, at the Daily Beast, about our times seemingly reminiscent of Sarajevo on the eve of World War One, where these very, very large tectonic shifts are taking place in the geostrategic firmament, if you will, and the consequences could be extraordinarily dangerous with so many of the potential malefactors being aggressive and armed to the teeth at that. Again, Kevin Freeman, the sort of thing that we prize our ability to assess and learn about from you and your resources. Notably, and I'm anxious to hear more about it, your new television product. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would, quickly.
Yes, it's titled Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman, and it's brought to bring attention to the American people, to all the things that are happening. This next war will be a cyber economic war, at least in the beginning, before it becomes a shooting war. We're seeing evidence of it now, and that impacts Americans directly. It impacts their stock holdings. It impacts their bank accounts. So the threat is not just to our physical well-beings. It's a threat to our financial well-beings, and that's going to impact all Americans. We're all, in a sense, soldiers in this battle.
We are indeed. Speaking of the battle, Kevin, one of the new fronts that seems to be opening is one that involves our underseas telecommunications cables. It seems as though there's an increasing capacity and perhaps intention on the part of the Russians and perhaps others to either attack and perhaps destroy those cables or simply tap into them. What are your thoughts on the role of such a, well, capability and program that might be for economic, among other interests of the United States?
Well, it was a couple of years ago that the Russians and Chinese laid their own cables. And I don't have the story in front of me, but I remember talking about it with you. So if you went back in the archives, they were laying their own cables so that if something did happen to the ones that the West owns, that they could continue to function. Well, that was an ominous sign then. It's even more ominous to realize that Russian Navy, particularly submarines, are skulking around all of our cables now, locating them and finding how they could tap in or just destroy. So this is what you would do. You do this kind of warfare. You do space warfare. You do satellite, which would include satellite warfare. You do these things if you were preparing for an attack. And so it's very ominous. And now we have further proof because we've spotted their Navy skulking around the cables.
Yes, we have. Kevin Freeman, again, this is why we turn to you with great enthusiasm each week here at Secure Freedom Radio, and appreciate so much your contributions to the work of the Center for Security Policy as our senior fellow. I am excited about Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman, and strongly encourage our listeners to watch this space for that product, as well as, of course, routinely follow your great writings at globaleconomicwarfare.com. We'll talk with you again soon, my friend. We'll talk with the rest of you, I hope, again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.